all month long. KUTX celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Armadillo World Headquarters. Hear stories and memories from the venue that put Austin on the musical map.
Bruce Springsteen's playing tonight, and it's only a dollar.
He was completely unknown at the time. Some guy from Jersey.
We were all just flabbergasted, awestruck. Just, we couldn't believe what we were seeing. He fed off of that, and that's why he kept on playing. I mean, he played for hours. Even though he'd ran out of stuff to play, he'd just play stuff just because everybody was saying, keep playing, yeah.
Spread out now, Rosie, doctor, come cut loose her mama's reins.
You know. And the interesting thing about that show was the first night, very few people were there, like maybe 200 people. But because everybody in Austin that was there saw it and they all told all their friends the next night, it was sold out. And you could just see how then Austin's music community was so well integrated, because it was just total word of mouth. Like, you'd see a show and you go like, you got to go see this, and the next night it would be full.
But word was out that Jerry Lee Lewis tears up pianos, because a movie had just come out the year or two before, and there was a shot of Jerry Lee standing on the piano.
Ladies and gentlemen, you shake my nerves and you...
Having seen that, they said, okay, well, we'll take the lid off the piano. That way he won't get up on, you know. Well, he got up on the piano anyway.
Goodness gracious, we balls of fire.
So when he would do the run down the keyboard, he would reach up with his heel and hit the high note, you know, ding. Then he gets up and he carefully balances on the frame of the piano. It was a ballet. It was marvelous.
Feels good. I don't love you like a lover should.
Yeah, I really became a fan of Joan Armour Trading at the time. It seems like she had just come out and played at the Armadillo, and I went to see her, and it was so powerful. Her song Down to Zero blows me away, and I still have that feeling when I hear that song. It just takes me back to seeing her.
Down to zero when they were leaving for another one.
I found a lot of favorite artists from just not knowing who they were, but just seeing them, you know, at the Armadillo. So it exposed me to a lot of different kinds of music that I still enjoy today.
You'll know heartache, still more crying when you're thinking of your mother's only son.
The one that I remember was the Captain Beefheart show, because Captain Beefheart was on another planet.
Big eyed beans from Venus. Oh my, oh my.
Yeah, and I have a boy who was born the year that Armadillo opened. In fact, when he was 9 weeks old, he and I went to see Captain Beefheart for the first time with the original Magic Band. And it was just the most astounding thing I had ever seen in my whole life.
Megan Jodie from Dark.
I was a very big fan of Frank Zappa.
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin.
The concert was incredible, as you can imagine, and afterwards I walked up on the stage, and there on the stage was a set list. Picked it up, and here I had this prize. When I got home, I got it out to look at it and turned it over, and there was a poem on the other side. And the poem was called, You Look Like a Dork, which was like a message from Frank. Whoever, you know, was going to be a dork enough to pick up a set list after a show, I think this was meant for someone like me.
Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Learn more about the Armadillo World Headquarters 50th anniversary at KUTX.org.